It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Covering everything you care about this hour, David Fisher will talk money as we get towards the end. Jaden Horan's going to talk about how to reclaim New York. Gina Loudon from the campaign trail of Trump 2020. And in the green room, batting leadoff, Dr. Oliver McGee on all things of the weekend headlines. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog.
It has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so it's a very, very busy Monday. Thank you for being here, friends. We got a lot to get you caught up on because there's a lot of news that has happened. It appears that we have our first dropout of the 2020 race. Mr. Solwell is gone. They're saying that Mr. Hickenlooper will be right behind him. We will see. But you're starting to see the crowd thin just a little bit, and that's probably good. That's probably helpful for everybody, actually, to narrow down whatever the opposing message is going to be. But I've got some thoughts on why this huge field and their kind of inability to raise any money for themselves is really a much bigger indicator of what's going to happen in 2020 than almost any other single indicator you can look at. I'll cover that before we're done in my final thought. Big headline, of course, the powerful predator, as Fox News called him, is going to be, well, he's going to be living in the courthouse for a while. You've got Mr. Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein. And as I read through what it appears this indictment contains, friends, it is really messed up stuff. I don't want to give a lot of coverage to this story only because I don't think there's anything redeeming about this story. If this guy goes to jail, if he did the things that he's been accused of and he goes to jail, then that's probably just the beginning of justice for him, not the final measure. But if there's anything pertinent related to it, like how many times Bill Clinton rode on his plane, 26, and whether or not Donald Trump was his friend, wasn't, kicked him out of his club in Mar-a-Lago, we will cover those details as pertinently as they present themselves. Now, I've got a lot I want to get to with my first guest. He is a PhD. He's a way smarter guy than I am, and he's a former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary and former Senior Advisor to the White House. Dr. Oliver McGee, PhD, rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. And Dr. McGee, it's great to have you on our airwaves. I think the first time you joined us, my friend Bernie Kerik was hosting that day, but I'm glad to have you on today. Thanks for being here.
Well, you've got very important friends, the police commissioner of New York. I'm glad to be with you, Kevin, very much so.
Dr. McGee, I tweeted something this weekend that I found I thought was going to like make some heads explode. There was a lot of discussion about the failure of the president's rally on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. And it wasn't really a rally. It was a salute to America, as he called it. But historically speaking, I think if you look at the photographic evidence, it was maybe one of the bigger events held on our nation's mall. When I put up side-by-side photographs of Dr. Martin Luther King's speech and Trump's Salute to America event, in fact, it looked like Trump's event was far more well-attended than Dr. King's. And history says Dr. King drew about 250,000 people to the nation's mall. What do you make of the controversy of the president's event last week?
Well, first of all, Kevin, I thought your photographic evidence was fantastic. I was intrigued by it, and that's why I reached out to you. I think the rally has terrified the Democrats because coming so closely off the Orlando rally, which was stunning, the media was just stunned by the crowd size, the noise, the enthusiasm. When you have that followed by the 4th of July rally, And these people came 8 to 10 hours before the rally began, and they sat in very tough weather conditions, and
right.
even in the rain. That just simply says that Trumpism is here. Trump 2020 is here to stay. Donald Trump is in the American psyche, and that he is inseparable from his supporters. And I think that that type of enthusiasm for a candidate is what politics is all about. And the Democratic side is very nervous about that, because that's the essence of politics.
Sure.
Plus, Trump has raised $105 million as of the second quarter. And after the Orlando rally, he raised nearly $25 million in one day. So he is getting into the old classic model of politics, which is money is the mother's milk of politics. But that's the classicism, Kevin. The new politics now is what I call Dexit, Democrat exit. And that is the digitalization of presidential politics. And that's what I have an article on in my website. And this is all about the micro-targeting, the micro-segmentation
right.
of voters, getting voter turnout models.
By the way, it wasn't something that Trump invented. Obama did a very good job in back-to-back elections of starting that ball rolling. It's just that Brad Parscale and others that have come along have said, you know what, we're going to do this as well, and so they're advancing it. What I love about it is if he does have $105 million in the bank, and you know, the closest competitor on the other side has only been able to do, I think, about $23 million so far, and they don't have that much on hand. You've got a sizable difference that he doesn't have to spend one dime on in primary states. He can just go straight to swing states and start talking to voters about why their lives are better and what he'll do, you know, with health care and other things as that goes along. We're speaking with Dr. Oliver McGee. I want to ask you about a couple of other things in the news today, but one of them that is just jumping out at me is this tit for tat between AOC and Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi saying that AOC and Tlaib and the four kind of freshmen, as she's kind of referring to them at, they're all living off in their Twitter world. Does this say which side of this debate do you, Oliver McGee, perceive to be less informed? Nancy Pelosi when it comes to social media, or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as it pertains to legislative policy and what really needs to get done? Where do you fall on that spectrum?
I find AOC comic relief. She's a joke on Twitter, but she really needs to do some education on how Congress runs. She probably needs to just be quiet, listen, learn, and stop trying to be so much of a clickbait star on the socialistic left. Nancy Pelosi, in my book, is one of the most astute politicians in the House. And she's exhibited that by basically saying, we're not going to impeach Trump, and you're not going to get it past me, and you all get in line, and that's it. That's power. She simply said, you don't have impeachment right now on the nonsense of the nothing burger to Mueller, whatever that is, that's coming up this week.
Right.
Because Nancy doesn't want it. She knows full well from her political astuteness that she'll lose the House if they go down that impeachment road. You're talking about candidates that are dropping out of the 25 field of clowns on the Democratic Party. And if they don't get their act together and start naming how they're going to change America for the better with a strong GDP, low inflation, strong presidential incumbency, and if they get involved in this MAR discussion of how we need to impeach a president, Nancy knows that that would be a loser. She'll lose the House. Probably the Senate would get more seats, and the president would get reelected on landslide.
Right. Well, and she may lose the House anyway, depending on how good the economy is at the time that the election rolls around. But we'll wait to see. Hey, one different issue, kind of a equally big story though today. Starbucks, a local franchise, kicked out 6 police officers because someone in the Starbucks felt uncomfortable with their presence in there. And now Starbucks has been all day long having to defend, explain, etc. Dr. McGee, this is insanity. What do you make of it?
Coffee with policemen is like red, white, and blue. They go into coffee shops to show police presence. Starbucks gets police protection. They're coming in. More important, the cops have a tough job. They need a coffee break. You're going to go in and throw them out. That's just like Sarah Huckabee Sanders being thrown out of the red hen. So Starbucks is going through its red hen moment, and they need to do some brand recovery because you want to be a neighborhood coffee shop.
Sure.
If you throw out police, that's bad relations. Look at the red hen restaurant. They're still trying to recover and get the red hen back on back in the clucking order.
Yeah.
So this is a bad public relations move, brand management problem. They'll recover from this, but right now they're going to take a hit because you're throwing out policemen. You can't do that.
I think you're right. Dr. Oliver McGee, his website is olivermcgee.org. You can follow him on Twitter at Oliver McGee. And Dr. McGee, we appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me today, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. We go straight to the campaign 2020 campaign trail. Dr. Gina Loudon joins us. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, do you know what life can really be like, you know, when you have all three of the ankle biters out and they're eating hamburgers on a Saturday afternoon while mom's at the beauty parlor and you're trying to get them to behave and sit at lunch properly and they just touch everything under the sun and you're trying to get their hands clean? Well, sometimes that can be a little bit frustrating. But if you're like me and you've got pockets filled with Durasan hand sanitizers, instant little easy carry packages, you can make sure that their little grubby mitts are nice and sanitized for lunch, even on a busy Saturday afternoon. And that wait is over because now you've got safe, effective, alcohol-free hand wipes that not only help sanitize and clean and condition, but also protect the skin for up to 24 hours. Durasan makes their product in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are all perfect for everyday use. They've got an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved. We use it at the station. And Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products like their mosquito spray for the summer. It's organic and it's completely safe, but it helps protect against things like Zika and other pathogens. So try them out today. Kevin McCullough listeners, you're going to get 20% off when you mention the show Kevin McCullough Radio or just Kevin McCullough. Call them now at 844-387-4726. That's 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726 or 844-DURASAN, or simply go to www.durasan.com.
Megan from California said this about Relief Factor.
I've been using Relief Factor for a little bit over a month. It's a 34-year-old woman that has been in a car accident. I suffered from severe neck pain, shooting pain down my arms and legs that would often cause me to limp. At one point, I was going to a chiropractor and an acupuncturist 6 times a week. I noticed visible improvement within 2 days of taking your product, Relief Factor, and it has really, truly changed my life.
The 3-week quick start is just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day for pain relief, less than a cup of coffee a day. What do you have to lose except possibly your inflammation? Just go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com. She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And to the great players, and it's a great honor to have them captured for the United States 4th time, and that's a tremendous thing.
You know what's interesting, and I love the president because, you know, he has his issues with the World Cup soccer team. And the one player with the pink hair whose name I can't ever remember, and I don't really care, because I'm not even sure if people watch women's soccer. But that's just my own sexist viewpoint of sports. I don't think that her response to him, of course, necessarily merited him being classy. But when you saw the tweet yesterday and you hear his comments there getting on Marine One, you know what you gather from the president is that he loves his country. And when someone's wearing a USA uniform and they become the world champion of whatever it is, he still pulls for them, even if he doesn't like them or has disagreements with them. And I just find that refreshing. Maybe I'm just completely out to lunch. Dr. Gina Loudon, a human behavioralist expert, is here to correct me if I am, in fact, out to lunch. She's not afraid to tell me either. She's told me many times. But Dr. Gina, don't you love that about him? I mean, they may not come to the White House, and they may never, he and what's her name may never be friends, but at least he was able to congratulate them and then wish them, you know, historical well on the steps of Marine One there.
Yeah, you know, it's just a question of who the bigger person is, and in this case, I think that's clear. And I think what you said is not even about being the bigger person even so much as it's about who the bigger patriot is, who really loves America and wants to keep the focus on winning for America. And,
yeah.
And that, in all things, seems to come down to be our president. And I'm with you on as far as the sexist thing. I just don't understand what is all the pump. And so I thought they must have paid news media to give them such unbelievable coverage for a sport. I don't even watch men's soccer. I sure don't
right.
watch women's soccer. And there
but
are
you know what's weird about America,
sports.
Dr. Gina? And it's true. I've got
yeah.
nieces and cousins that have played, female cousins and nieces that have played, and they've all done well. And there is this kind of like reverberating heartbeat for female soccer in America that I don't relate to because I'm not in that category, but there is a fan base there. And I don't want to be like some of my fellow colleagues on the right that throw the whole team overboard just because you've got a couple of people that have behaved badly. Because the girl that when she scored against England and then held the teacup up to her lips and was sipping her tea, I was like, see, she's a patriot, she's cool. Like I want to support the ones that are doing it right. So the ones that have the bad attitudes, I just kind of ignore them. I cheer for us as a country, and then I just let it all be, you know, stale at the end of the day. Just let it sit, because you know there's more things to get onto when the sunrise when the sun comes up the next morning.
Exactly. No, I think that's a healthy approach, and you know, I think we can all have our sports that we like and things like that. But in the scheme of things, it should have no impact on the whole political process.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this. Speaking of politics and women. Today, a lot has been made of the back and forth AOC, Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi has basically said that AOC is out to lunch. She doesn't know what she's doing. And I think that we've got to be careful with AOC, because I do think that it's easy to underestimate her. And I think that she is rather savvy when it comes to the social media world and the digital ability to become a community organizer, but from, you know, her keypad, not from walking the sidewalks the way that President Obama did it. But I do think that they both are kind of like drawing lines in the sand, saying that this is what the Democratic Party is going to be about. And it is very clear that, at least in public support, Nancy Pelosi's trying. She's failing, but she's trying to grab some portion of the middle so that the whole party doesn't look like a bunch of angry weirdos that just fell off the edge of the cliff before the election, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, I've said many times, you know, it's odd how you and I end up advising the left on how to do politics, but you really feel like it's warranted here because you're watching them flail and fail, and you're realizing that for most people I've talked to, Democrat or Republican, they don't even see how the Democrats can possibly win in 2020. Now, again, you're smart to say you never, ever underestimate an opponent, but they are so divided and they are so inextricably hitched to the socialist agenda.
Yep.
That is not the mainstream of America. It's not the mainstream of Democrats. And Democrats who are mainstream are left going, wow, what is our party? What am I voting for? Am I really voting for health care for all people that want to come in purely open borders? Because they are truly espousing those sorts of ideas. And I don't think it hits any sort of favorable nerve with Democrats who were there for Obama or Clinton or anyone before that. And I think it flies in the face of what traditional Democrats believed. You know, they've always sort of hailed themselves as the champions of minorities. And yet you take Martin Luther King Jr., who said, you know, judge a man by the content of his character, not the color of his skin. And all they can talk about is the color of someone's skin and identity politics. I just don't think that's an ideal that you can win on. They didn't win on it with the first woman nominee president ever, Hillary Clinton. And I don't see why they think they would win on just adding more identity politics into the mix and giving away more free stuff. That's just un-American. People think, well, go to another country and do that. You know, go to Cuba, go to Venezuela. There's a lot of places to go where socialism can win, but it's not going to win here.
Well, it was really interesting because over the weekend at the Essence Conference, it was like a dollar a holler. Like whoever could walk out and promise the next, you know, okay, I'm giving away free toothpaste for life. The next person's like, I'm giving away free ginger ale for the next 10 years. And, you know, the person, it was like Oprah's special episode where she gives the cars away or something. It was really kind of crazy to see that. And I think you're right. When it comes down to the essence of who pays for this and how are we going to get there? There is no common sense structure that even if you're a compassionate person and you care about, you know, wanting to make sure that we take care of people properly, there's no framework under which that doesn't end up hurting Americans primarily. It's the same thing with the border facilities and all the controversy there. People are talking about, how can we have such terrible facilities? Well, first of all, they're not. People that went through there, Hispanic pastors that went through there right after AOC did, said she's totally lying. But beyond that, that is a crisis coordinated, organized, perpetrated, and refused to find a solution from by the very people that are criticizing that we've put those detention centers in place.
Not only that, Kevin, it's really hard to scream about compassion and humanitarianism on the border. Meanwhile, you're advocating killing preborn children.
Well,
I mean, that's just we're
whole other problem.
Yep. Socialism, and people see that. It's just it's clear.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. And now he has hit an all-time high in the ABC Washington Post poll. Okay, I said Washington Post poll. All-time high this weekend. Of course, they had analysis saying it didn't mean anything. But, friends, don't believe that. He's surging in a lot of polls right now. And it's going to be interesting. People, 51%, like the way the economy's going. This is going to be a tight race all the way to 2020. Dr. Gina is going to help us break it down every week. Dr. Gina Loudon, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, when we continue, more breaking news. Don't go away.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
All right, Kevin McCullough, if you've got lower back pain, maybe neck pain, how about sciatica? Or maybe you've got a herniated disc or you've been diagnosed with spinal stenosis. Some of these things can debilitate you so badly that you have to reduce the amount of walking that you do because of it. Well, I want you to talk to my friend Dr. Melinda Keller, if that's you, because as the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but with life-altering decompression machines called the DRX. She wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis, and if you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, she's going to point you in an all-natural direction that does not involve surgery and does not put shots in your system. Find out for yourself how you can help alleviate your own pain and walk freely again. Play with your kids, your grandkids. Call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200, and get your first appointment booked. That's 718-234-6200, and let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so one of the things that if you live in portions of New York City and portions of New York State that you wrestle with is an issue called rent control. And there's a push to see it expand. There's a push to see it grow. There's a push to have more people exercising this idea across different municipalities, and not just in New York, but that's where the fight is headquartered right now. Joining us to discuss why this is problematic is Jaden Horn, who's the spokesperson for Reclaim New York. You know them as a group that I believe very strongly in. They are a good government watchdog, and they are doing all that they can to keep you informed on what exactly the state government of New York is doing. And he rejoins us. Jaden, good to have you. Thanks for sending me the heads up on this over the weekend. Talk to me about what's going on by way of rent regulation in New York.
Yeah, absolutely. And glad to join you, Kevin. First and foremost, there's two specific things in the recently passed statewide rent control legislation that most impacts New Yorkers. And that is the removal of an incentive for property owners to improve their property and recoup the cost. So in layman's terms, when someone fixes windows or someone puts a new boiler in, they obviously need to be able to make that money back. They can't just eat it, right? Because landlords want to make money off their property. That is the system in which we live in.
That's one of the reasons they went into that business.
It's exactly why they run into the business, right? People don't can do this out of charity. This isn't philanthropy. They don't do this out of the kindness of their heart. They're doing it because it's a good business.
It's not a detainee center on the southern border. You know, this is actually a business for some people.
Right. And actually for a lot of people. And what it does is it prevents them from being able to recoup the cost by increasing rents to cover the capital improvements they're making in their buildings. And I want to be specific. It can be a building. It can be an individual property. It can just be one unit. And these words just sound, you know, very nebulous to most people. But that means the apartment you live in, if you have a problem and you want it improved or fixed, previous to this legislation, your landlord could do that and maybe at the end of the year increase your rent $50, $100 a month to make sure that you have that new stove, that new water boiler, that new window that is insulated. But now the PUBAs in Albany have decided that they know better. I think a former president once said the nine most fearful words in English language are, "I'm here from the government and I'm here to help."
That's correct.
And that is what Albany has decided to do. They said that they're here to protect tenants. But the fact of the matter is, what they're going to do is create substandard living, because people that own these businesses, and let's call them what they are, they're in most cases small businesses owned by multi-generational families that have invested in property as a way to seize the American dream. They will not be able to recoup their costs of improving their property. And in doing so, the people that live there will have to live in just very basic, while livable, standards, not increasingly and ever better standards like the market allows to happen. So again, our state government has come in and decided that they know better and that they're going to control the market under the idea of some kind of housing crisis. And instead of making it easier for people to find and rent, making it easier for people to build and increase the housing supply, they have restricted the housing supply by making it more difficult for our property owners to improve their property and therefore make it better living standards for everyone else.
Let me kind of cut to the chase on this here for a second. They're basically going to do to rent-controlled properties what the city has done to NYCHA. And that is they're going to run these properties into the ground because there's going to be zero financial incentive for the property owner to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, to make sure that that water cooler or the water heater is most up to date and safest. And what you're going to have is you're going to have negligent care now by landlords that are just going to say, you know what, I just can't afford it. And whether they can or can't is going to be kind of beside the point. I know that Albany will say, well, they should, and they're evil because they've made money off of this for all these years. But the truth may be they may be operating that business on a margin now. And if you can't recoup basic costs, you know, even by way of tax deductions and other things, there's just no way that that's going to be able to do. So what I want you to do, friends, if you're listening, and if you're not in New York City proper or rent-controlled areas proper, I want you to call your city, City Hall, and the executive boards and make sure that you oppose any rent control coming to your area. But if you're in New York City, I want you to talk to your state senators. 518-455-2800. 518-455-2800. 518-455-2800. That's the Albany switchboard for the New York State Senate. And what you need to do is talk to your state senators and tell them to vote against the rent control reform bill that is now coming and working its way through the legislature. Jayden, so appreciate Reclaim New York and everything that you guys are doing. Thanks for keeping us up to speed on this today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Kevin.
The website is reclaimnewyork.org, reclaimnewyork.org. And again, that phone number to call your state senate, 518-455-2800, 418-455-2800, and make sure that you let your state senators hear from you. All right, when we come back, a look at the markets. It's Money Monday. Stay with us.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You feeling run down? Maybe don't have quite the energy, especially now that summer has hit and you've got all those kids to get around different places and you're just going crazy. Well, it's probably true that you're not getting the amount of fruits and vegetables that you need. In fact, most people don't know this, but you need 10 salad-sized plates of a specific combination of 31 fruits and vegetables just to get what your body needs. Balance of Nature does that for you. In 3 capsules of fruits and veggies each, you get 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking them, friends, I can only tell you, you are going to feel great. Your skin looks better. You've got a better quality of life. So many people have told me thank you for introducing them to the life-saving difference of Balance of Nature. Experience it for yourself. Right now, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. So call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. And in either case, use my discount code, The Answer.
If you've received a letter or several letters from the IRS, it means the clock is ticking. If you're receiving threatening notices, they will garnish your wages and levy your bank account. The IRS doesn't mess around. If this is you, call my friends at Rush Tax Resolution right now to protect you and your assets. 855-477-2255, 855-IRS-CALL. Don't try and do this on your own. You're way out of your league. I know the guys at Rush Tax, and they're the only company I trust and recommend. A-plus rating with the BBB, zero complaint history. One listener who owed $84,000 listened to my advice. Rush settled the case for $167. Another owed $37,000. Rush settled for $100. Call 855-IRS-CALL, 855-477-2255 for a free IRS transcript investigation and analysis. 855-IRS-CALL or rushtaxresolution.com. That's rushtaxresolution.com.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, July 30th at the Greenhouse Cafe, 7717 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. On Wednesday, July 31st at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge, 333 Adams Street, downtown Brooklyn. And on Thursday, August 1st at Buckley's, 2926 Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Plan now for later. Join Tradeway on August 2nd and 3rd at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square to learn how you can trade stocks. No experience required. It's only $99.95. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com to register. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Always on my road, I'm still New York.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, welcome to the Monday after the holiday, the Monday after many things. And what does it all mean if you're in the middle of summer and, you know, the market spikes one day and get a good jobs report and it kind of falls flat the next? Like, what's going on with all that? Here to explain much of it is the CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, who would still love to give you a complimentary copy of his 2019 seventh edition updated white paper called The Coming Bail-In. We'll talk more about that in a second. But David, it's always good to have you on Mondays. Thanks for being here. And the markets do act kind of weird around holidays. And you've said before that for this year, the number one influencer of the market is going to be the Fed. And with what is happening this week with the Fed, and where will we be this month? Are we going to get another rate cut? What does David Fisher, the man who gets a lot of his predictions spot on, what does David Fisher say about this?
Well, first of all, Jerome Powell, thank you for the compliment. I'll try to live up to it. Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, is going to meet and testify before Congress Wednesday at the House and Thursday at the Senate. And hopefully we're going to get some direction, although it's all over the place. A survey by CNBC says 51% say no cut and 48% says one or more cuts this year. They're talking about the possible rate cut at the end of July. And one also in September, and some say that one might be also in December, so three rate cuts.
Wasn't that what the Fed themselves announced at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, they haven't announced any rate cuts. They've alluded that they will support the market, but they have not said we're going to have X amount of rate cuts. If anything, last year they were announcing there was going to be rate hikes, and they changed their tune in December. And then
that's right. That's what I was thinking of. So they were announcing we were going to get multiple rate hikes, and now they've turned that upside down. But what was interesting last week, and it really bothered me, is that even when the good jobs report number came out, you had the market just kind of look at it and go, so what? And then it also had the impact of probably taking the rate cuts off the table, at least according to some people I was listening to, because they think that the quantitative easing, which is what they were going to try to ease their way into, may not be necessary to stimulate an economy now. So where do you break down all the Greek and Chinese for me? What does it all mean?
There's a push me pull you thing going on, kind of like Dr. Doolittle thing going on. It's darned if they, if they lower rates, it'll spur on a stock market growth, but it also tells us we're headed into recession. So the ones that don't want the rate cuts are saying just let the market be, and hopefully the uncertainty of trade with China, that will take care of itself, and hopefully, the job reports will continue to come. do well. But here's the thing about the job report. We had a great number, 224,000 jobs added in June. They only thought there was going to be 165,000 in June. But the month before, May, there was only 75,000. So it's kind of a wash. But the market is interpreting that the Fed probably won't cut rates because of the huge amount of jobs that were added. So, but the bottom line is that we're having a, jobs versus earnings is another push me pull you. And the earnings are saying we are in a slowdown. And we're, in fact, one of the biggest slowdowns in the past 13 years, according to the S&P data that's provided by FactSet. 6 of 11 sectors are in post-decline mode. So we're in a slowdown. Morgan Stanley just came out over the weekend and said a major asset allocation. They're telling everybody, sell your stock globally. They're put out an article said, putting our money where our mouth is, and they've been saying there's going to be a global slowdown, and it's going to hit America, and so get defensive, and they're telling all these billionaires and their bank that manages millions of dollars, they're saying now's the time to sell stock.
Yeah.
So the Fed is probably going to eventually have to come to the rescue. They said they would, and that's something that they've done in the past, and that is coming to the rescue means lowering rates, which, again, we're going to head towards a recession, but they just want to have a softer landing. But the problem is that they probably should have started lowering rates more back in September of last year, like I was sharing.
Right. No, and that was what you called for. David, let me ask you also about this. Deutsche Bank is getting out of the stock trading business altogether. What does that forebode to you? What does that tell you?
Well, Deutsche Bank has all kinds of problems. I've talked about Deutsche Bank starting 5 years ago, and they've been caught with a fraud suit. There's now laying off a tremendous amount of people. You're going to see that. We can talk about this next week in detail, but they also have a huge management of wealth that they're upside down on their trade. And so they're actually creating a division to put all this bad debt in a closed-funded balance sheet that's kind of hidden from investors to say, hey, we're all okay, kind of like what happened here a few years ago in the United States. There's many of that being done. So they're in trouble. We're going to have some, global trouble. They're a big, large bank in Europe, and they have some representation here in the United States, and they are forecasting a downturn of the economic environment. There's really only a few handful of companies and a lot of analysts on CNBC that are saying everything is okay, but, this is kind of a repeat of 2007 and 8 all over again. That's what the dichotomy is happening.
Well, and that's what is kind of frightening. And I don't know, when Deutsche Bank says, as big a company as they are, that they're going to get out of the stock trading business altogether, I've got to think that doesn't forebode well for stocks specifically, which might be, friends, why all these people are saying sell your stocks, diversify, get protected. Now, there are some methods by which the United States government would seek to try to make things, quote, whole if they could. One of them is the bail-in. And for people that have not heard you talking about it, it is important that they know the details of this. Why would we see one?
Well, bail-ins have happened across the world here 9 times in the last 8 years. And what has triggered that is when countries or companies can't pay off their debt or manage their debt, and that's a sign of a recession in and of itself, and that's where we're at. Household debt is $1 trillion higher right now compared to what was at the previous all-time high of 2008. And so the government's $22 trillion versus $8 trillion in 2008, $22 trillion now. The debt structure is completely unmanageable, and we haven't even have a balanced budget right now as far as, raising the debt ceiling. We have a balanced budget. We haven't raised the debt ceiling here in September. That could trigger a recession. And so the government comes in and seizes a portion of your money, and they take it to suffice the debt structure, and they pay you back a note. So this is why it's really important ahead of time to get some gold in your portfolio or silver so that they can't asset that touch that allocation of assets. And it's also a good tool for diversification because last recession, gold went up 50% in the first year, while stocks went down about the same much.
So, friends, find out. It's all in the paper, The Coming Bail-In, and it is 100% free. It is in the 7th edition, and you will learn a lot from getting it. Get your complimentary copy when you call 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or go to landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely.
Kevin McCullough Radio, my final thought for the day. Coming right back.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Are you aware that gold has reached its highest price in 6 years? And chances are it could go much higher before year's end. Please turn to my friends. You can trust the Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could be missing one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That number, 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure that your existing investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to own bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
The Alzheimer's Association offers free expert information, support groups, and education programs. Caring for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia isn't easy. Reaching the Alzheimer's Association is. To learn more, go to ALZ.org. That's ALZ.org.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635. Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we thank you for being here. It's going to be a very interesting week. I've got a lot of things coming up this week, by the way. Tomorrow, Newsmax at 12, somewhere in the 12 o'clock hour. And then on Wednesday, it's Fox News in the 1 o'clock hour. And we're going to be telling you about all kinds of things and making sure that we're on top of the breaking news each day. But it is Monday, and we are finally starting to see some of the 218,972 Democratic candidates that have declared for president their campaign's hitting free fall. I mean, when you're not going to make the stage for the second debate, I think your time is pretty much over.
I
will be bold without the bull.
And that is exactly how I think people are thinking about it on behalf of Eric Swalwell today. John Hickenlooper might be right behind him. Yeah, he was going to be bold without the bull. That was... He actually delivered that in a Democratic statewide Democratic conference. That was the California statewide Democrats, and that was his big line. And the way Peter Hassan just termed it on Twitter was like, this was the day that Eric Swalwell became president. Oh, it's too funny. Hey, speaking of becoming president, earlier today, I saw Dave Avella, who we've had on the show before, and he was on, oh, man, this must have been America's Newsroom first thing this morning. But he made the point that in the race that's coming, you know, they're all reporting their second quarter totals now, and the Democrats have to report all of theirs this week. President's already turned his in. He's cleared $105 million for the quarter, which is pretty impressive. The Democrats have raised at most about, you know, on average, somewhere around $10 million. That's high for some of them. That's low for some of them. But if you average it out across all of them, you know, somewhere around there each. And you look at the resources, you know, they're going to be fighting each other in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Florida, Super Tuesday, California, all of that. They've got to fight each other. President just sits back and says, huh, let's go put some ads on the air in Minnesota, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in North Carolina, in Virginia, in Ohio, in New Hampshire, and let's go talk to those voters about why their jobs have improved and why their wages are better and why we don't want trans stuff taking over everything related to our kids' classrooms and library reading hours, and we're not in favor of post-birth abortions. Let's go on the air with all those messages in those states. It's a huge advantage, friends, and he's working it. I'm Kevin McCullough.